You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur, and we'll be here for as long as this takes, right? And we will get through all of this eventually, but there are a lot of hurdles ahead. And Michael Hicks, who is the President and Chief Executive Officer of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, joins us. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing as good as we can all expect, I guess. Have you, in your life, in all your years in healthcare, experienced anything remotely close to this?
Not to this level of magnitude. No, we've been through crisis situations and some much more kind of concentrated locally, and they've been focused and brief and usually around, disasters, storms and pipes burst, all the kind of follow collateral damage that comes with that. And some other scares, infection scares in the past, but nothing that's going to persist to this level and hit so many people across our country, across our community. I've never seen this unprecedented level of cooperation among healthcare providers. The positive out of all of this is how we've all come together, and that's really been encouraging, and I think it really bodes well for our community.
Okay, talk to me about screening patients prior to an ER visit. This was a story we had yesterday up on nowdecatur.com. You're setting something up near the emergency department entrance. How does this work?
We do. We're really focused on patients with respiratory symptoms. So that's the initial triage point. So if somebody has respiratory symptoms, they'll go left when everyone else goes right. And we have an actual tent set up with power and data and all those kinds of capabilities there, where they go through a series of screening questions. And then based on the results of that, they either return kind of to the general population in the emergency department, or we take them through a different entrance, a different pathway, so that they are physically isolated, and because they are people that need follow-up questioning and follow-up, in many cases, testing locally to determine where they fall and what's actually going on with them clinically. We want to make sure we understand that thoroughly before we risk exposing them and spreading the and endangering our visitors, our other patients, and our staff.
All right. And you also tell me a little bit about the Forsyth operating as a regional respiratory hub.
Yep, absolutely. So Forsyth, it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. They're there. They request that you phone ahead. Just go to hshs.org and you can get all the information on times, locations, phone numbers, all those important data elements. And they will answer your questions. Many people, they can triage you over the phone and determine whether or not you need to come and see them for further testing and or treatment, or whether they actually need to send you to our emergency department.
Okay. And once again, you can find that story on nowdecatur.com, has all that information as well. I know that what we're telling everyone, if you feel like you have possible symptoms, do not go to the emergency room. Call your primary care physician. If you don't have a primary care physician, there is a coronavirus hotline. There's also Crossing, I know, has stepped up to sort of take those phone calls.
Every local healthcare provider has got hotlines and has availability to be able to answer people's questions.
No doubt about it. Now, how worried are you about the supply chain, masks, ICU beds, ventilators, and how worried are you about keeping your staff contained from this? Because the whole idea of flattening this curve is not to overwhelm and crash the healthcare system. Where are you now as the guy in charge of this very large operation and your comfort level?
Well, I don't know that comfort is going to be a word I'm going to use for a long time, but in terms of level of preparedness and the engagement of all of our colleagues, that part I feel really good about, because we have a great team. We're working through this. We're lucky we're part of HSHS, so we have larger resources. We're coordinating those. We're on calls. So I'm in a series of connections, telephone calls and meetings every day with both our system and with the local providers, and we're looking at all that. That last one that you mentioned, the safety of our colleagues, that's number one, because without our staff, our operation ceases to be effective. So that's the first and foremost is keeping people safe. We're lucky in that we're not in that kind of the first concentric ring of this, and that we've learned from other countries and we're learning from other experiences within the United States. And the CDC is really doing a good job of feeding us information. So they're changing in order to preserve PPE, personal protective equipment. They're changing every day evaluating, doing some research and getting back to us as to what's safe and giving us the, for instance, on certain procedures now, we're not required to use N95 masks. And so that preserves them for the future and for those colleagues most at risk. And that's what it's all about now is triaging, because the supply chain has been interrupted, no question, based on what's happened in China. And our the healthcare industry is kind of dependent upon their production capabilities. That's cranked back up, and they're starting to export again, which is really good news. But it's going to take a while to filter through the supply chain. Right now, we're in reasonable shape. As it relates to ventilators, and there are a decent supply of ventilators in our country. We'll see where this goes. And then the ability to do things like create more negative pressure rooms. We've got a great plan for that. Our expansion and surge capacity plans are all well articulated and very very realistic and very doable. So I'm confident we're going to be able to respond to the surge if we can prioritize that issue you mentioned, which is our colleague safety. And that's what we're working on.
Yeah, and you look at that DuPage nursing home, Mike. You know, the total number of people positive now are 42, 30 residents and 12 staff. I mean, that shows you the danger of having this sort of isolated, not only for the people who are living in that facility, but the staff as well. That's what we're all terrified of.
Yeah. Exactly. One thing that I would just say to the public is that for most people that are, you know, healthy, don't have a lot of COVID, which, you know, describes a huge portion of the population. For most of us, if we contract this, it's going to be, for many people, it'll be a mild disease, and it will be, you know, not dissimilar from people getting the flu. It's those people in those high risk categories that all this activity is about, because that's the problem, is when it hits that population, it's harder on that population than our typical influenza.
Yes.
And so that's, you talked about bending the curve. You know, the issue is we understand, you know, the CDC understands that it's, you know, it's going to pervade communities, and a large number of people will contract this disease. Most will recover just fine. Many will have very mild symptoms. Some may be carriers and not even be aware of it. But if we can bend that you know, inflection point, you hear that talk about, it's about the timing of when those cases come to us and the rate and the pace. A great analogy one of our colleagues used the other day was, it's very similar to what we're seeing in the stores. If people come in and are taking supplies at their normal pace, the stores can restock. If they come in and people grab everything all at once, then you see what we see now very often when you're looking for Clorox wipes and other items that just empty shelves, right? And that's what we don't want to have happen to the healthcare system. We don't want the cupboard to be bare when people come looking for care.
Mike, we appreciate it. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll keep updating the folks here. Mike Hicks, the CEO, president of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. I just wonder, like, what the keyboard warriors say to this guy. You don't know what you're talking about? I know more because I got a friend named whatever.
The keyboard warriors always think that the leaders are detached. And
they don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, what, this guy doesn't care about his staff, the community, the people. Folks, you just got to smarten up here. You really do.